Hey everybody, this is Don the Idea Guy, and welcome to a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your exclusive audio track that goes with all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 210, and it's titled, Out of the Park. The sticky note reads, Leaders delegate work to people who will knock it out of the park. Here's the story behind the sticky. I've personally heard plenty of employees bemoan being assigned projects by their managers or department heads. They whine, bitch, complain, and take it as a personal insult that they were asked to do some work. When they finally do resign themselves to the fact that the project needs to be completed, most drag their feet, procrastinating to such an extent that I think they're hoping if they wait long enough, the work will be reassigned to someone else. Once they do realize the work will need to be completed by them, they dramatize the effort it took to complete the work just so everyone in the office is painfully aware of the blood, sweat, and tears it took for them to finish the project. Never mind the fact it could have been done in a quarter of the time if they'd simply focused and finished it when they were originally asked to. Here's what they're missing. Someone leading their company gave them that assignment not to punish them, but because the prevailing opinion was that that person could successfully and efficiently complete the project. They were entrusted with this work because a leader thought they would knock it out of the park. Being given a task isn't an insult. It's a compliment. And oh, by the way, it's your job. The next time someone gives you an unexpected project to work on, think about how you can use this assignment as an opportunity to showcase one or more of your skills. Perhaps you can demonstrate your efficiency by completing the project more quickly than anyone would have expected. Perhaps you could turn in the project along with some extra supplementary work that makes what you did even more valuable. For instance, if you were asked to assemble a database of your most profitable business accounts, perhaps along with the spreadsheet that contains the contact information, you could also provide a chart that shows how each account's sales have increased over the past 3 years, or highlight the months in which they placed the most orders. Every project is an opportunity to stand out and get recognized for your contributions, but you have to be willing to contribute, and you have to do the work. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free email alert every time new content is posted, go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily email that includes a copy of that day's sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your message will also include a link to the exclusive audio track that I've been recording this year. There's one episode to go with each one of the individual yellow stickies that I create and post every single day. It lets me give you a little more insight into the ideas and concepts that I'm scribbling on those 3x3 stickies. There's not a whole lot of room there to expound on an idea. So these episodes give me that platform, and I hope you're enjoying them. It gives me a chance to give you the story behind the sticky. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.